Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Defectors, The Rise of the Latino Far Right and What It Means for America, is a 2024 work of political journalism by Paola Ramos that examines an often overlooked shift in American politics, the growing visibility of some Latino voters and activists on the far right. Rather than treating Latinos as a single political bloc, the book argues that identity, history, religion, race, and personal trauma can pull different communities in sharply different directions. Ramos reports from across the United States, speaking with conservative Latino candidates, activists, pastors, and participants in extremist politics to understand why some embrace anti-immigrant, nationalist, or authoritarian ideas. The book is both a portrait of a political trend and an attempt to explain the deeper cultural and historical forces behind it. Its purpose is not to celebrate this movement, but to show how it developed, why it resonates with some people, and what it may mean for the future of you. Yes. Democracy and Latino Political Power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book rejects the idea that Latino voters form a single progressive bloc. A central argument in Defectors is that Latino identity does not automatically translate into liberal politics. Ramos challenges the common assumption that proximity to immigrant experience creates shared political priorities or predictable party loyalty. Instead, she shows that Latino communities contain major differences of class, nationality, race, religion, region, and historical memory. That diversity matters because it helps explain why some Latino voters support candidates who favor mass deportation, harsh border policy, or nationalist rhetoric. By pushing back against the idea of a monolithic Latino vote, the book asks readers to think more carefully about political identity as something shaped by many competing pressures. This is one of the book's most important contributions, because it moves the discussion away from simplistic electoral stereotypes and toward a more realistic account of how communities actually make political choices. Secondly, tribalism, traditionalism, and trauma form the book's core explanatory framework. Ramos organizes much of her analysis around three connected forces: tribalism, traditionalism, and trauma. Tribalism refers to internalized racial hierarchy and anti-Black or anti-Indigenous attitudes that can exist within Latino communities as a legacy of colonial history. Traditionalism points to values and social hierarchies inherited through colonization, especially the authority of patriarchy, religion, and cultural conservatism. Trauma refers to the political memories many immigrants carry from countries shaped by communism, dictatorship, violence, or instability, which can make strongman politics seem reassuring rather than threatening. These three forces do not operate separately. They reinforce one another and help explain why some people are drawn toward hard right movements. The framework gives the book analytical coherence, allowing Ramos to connect individual stories to larger historical patterns without reducing everything to a single cause like economic anxiety or campaign messaging. Thirdly, personal reporting reveals how race and belonging can be weaponized inside Latino politics. The book is grounded in reporting on people whose political choices seem, at first glance, to contradict their own backgrounds. Ramos profiles figures such as an Afro-Latino former Proud Boy leader, a Latino border vigilante, evangelical figures, and January 6 participants in order to show how racial identity can be complicated by aspiration, resentment, and internal hierarchy. These portraits reveal that far-right politics often work by offering a sense of belonging, status, or recognition to people who feel marginalized or uncertain about their place in American society. Ramos does not present these subjects as abstract symbols. Instead, she uses their stories to show how anti-Blackness, anti-immigrant sentiment, and admiration for order can become politically mobilized. This approach makes the book more than a partisan critique. It becomes an inquiry into how exclusionary politics reproduce themselves inside groups that are often assumed to be targets of exclusion rather than agents of it. Fourthly, religion, border politics, and culture war messaging help explain the rightward shift. Defectors pays close attention to the institutions and public narratives that make far-right politics appealing to some Latinos. Evangelical pastors, anti-abortion activism, border vigilantism, and rhetoric about family values or spiritual decline all appear as parts of a wider ecosystem rather than isolated examples. Ramos shows how these messages can resonate with people who interpret social change through moral or religious decline, or who see strict border enforcement as compatible with order and safety. She also highlights how Republican operatives and conservative media exploit real fears about crime, immigration, socialism, and cultural loss. The book's significance here lies in showing that political persuasion is not only about policy preferences. It is also about identity formation, moral language, and emotional grievance. That makes the far right more understandable as a social movement, even when its ideas are deeply troubling. Lastly, the book is a warning about Latino political influence and the limits of demographic assumptions. Beyond explaining a trend, Defectors argues that Latino conservative organizing may reshape national politics in ways many analysts have underestimated. Ramos suggests that as the Latino population grows and becomes more geographically diverse, its internal political divides will matter more in swing states, local elections, and culture war battles. This has practical implications for Democrats, who often rely on demographic assumptions instead of sustained engagement, and for Republicans, who have learned to target subsets of Latino voters with tailored messages about religion, nationalism, and anti-left politics. The book also serves as a critique of lazy political analysis more generally. Demographic growth does not guarantee a fixed partisan outcome, and shared ethnicity does not erase ideological conflict. By emphasizing unpredictability, Defectors positions itself as both a political field report and a broader argument about how American democracy is changing through contested identities, rather than simple voting blocks. In conclusion, Defectors is best suited for readers interested in U.S. politics, Latino studies, race and identity, immigration, religion, and the modern far right. Journalists, students, political strategists, and general readers who want to understand why Latino political behavior cannot be reduced to one narrative will find it especially useful. The book offers practical value by helping readers interpret electoral shifts without relying on stereotypes or oversimplified demographic predictions. It also has intellectual value because it connects present-day political behavior to colonial history, migration memory, and cultural hierarchy. What sets it apart from many books on voting trends is its reporting style. Rather than relying mainly on polling or abstract theory, Ramos builds her argument through interviews and grounded observation. That gives the book a human scale while still addressing major national questions. It is not simply about how Latinos vote. It is about how identity can be reshaped by fear, belonging, memory, and political persuasion. That makes it a distinctive and timely contribution to contemporary political nonfiction. If you would like to support Paola Ramos, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.